This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I gotta ask you a question. I don't know how to ask this question, but my oldest son does a really good job of writing notes down for himself so he can remember things, which is a really good trait to have. So he wrote down a note that he wanted to Google something because I think he heard something said at school.
Okay.
And he wanted to look it up. So I want to be careful here. So I'll just say it's two numbers. And the two numbers are back to back. And it's a number. Kind of like the year the Mets won the World Series for the first time.
Gotcha.
You with me on this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an offensive lineman's number.
Yes. So the note just says Google and then that number. I mean, obviously I could just say the number. It's not like that's a problem. The number randomly, I would say 69.
Gotcha.
And I see this note and my wife sees this note and we say, aren't we better off answering that for him? This is a serious conversation, so don't make any jokes here because I know it's easy to make them. But isn't it better in a situation like that for us as adults to say, all right, let's break it down, as opposed to allowing a child to Google that to find out? Like, to me, it's a no-brainer
right.
That we have to address the situation.
There's so many other things that 69 could use for. It's a number. It's a Camaro. Right? It's a whatever.
Are you saying I'm jumping to the wrong conclusion?
I am not, because I just Googled it, and the first thing that pops up, how to 69.
Okay.
On YouTube.
In your face?
So, on YouTube. So, it's going to a video.
Right. So,
the very first link.
So, this is a no-brainer, then. This needs to be addressed.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it has to be addressed honestly. Like, I can't make up a story.
Ah, the infamous 69. It has its haters, and it has its fans. But this video is for those who want to give it a try.
What the heck is going on?
Who hates it? On my train ride home.
We're giving six amazing tips for 69.
No. See, this is not what I want.
But Art, this is my issue, though, Evan. I don't think you have the wrong mindset here and trying to like be honest, get ahead of it. Don't let them find out for themselves. But can you have that talk before the talk? And it's too early for the talk.
I don't think you're wrong. It feels like it's skipping quite a few steps. Yeah. I guess what I learned from the sticky note was... At 8, is this really when conversations like this begin? I don't know. I'm a first-time father of an 8-year-old. Mm. This is all new to me.
It's older brothers and sisters that are screwing up their younger brothers and sisters.
They don't have. I don't have an older brother.
No, he doesn't have an older
brother.
Somebody
at school does.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
And that's where it came from. Because that's where my boys learned it.
Because
it was on the bus.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How did you handle this? Did they already found out and then ask you questions after they already knew?
But not that specifically. I don't even remember how we had this conversation.
You're supposed to be the wise one to help me. These two schmucks can't help me.
It's different because I remember more with my current kids. I told you guys this story where Brooklyn asked me why if she had mommy's blood or my blood.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why she asked that specific question.
Yes.
But it led to the conversation.
And you just broke it down?
Yeah. Just broke it down. How does it happen? How she got, why her blood is her own. It's a combination, but it's different.
How in detail did you go?
As much as I needed to.
Really?
Yeah.
So Brooklyn's very mature.
So how would you handle this if you were me?
The problem is you can't, like, he has access to a computer.
Yes.
So you can't make it taboo because this is going to make him curious.
Right.
So,
but I got to nip it in the bud ahead of time, so maybe he's less curious because I've already laid it out.
I would say there are certain things that you're not old enough to do to know about yet.
Doesn't that make it taboo, though?
Not really. It's just, trust us. You don't need to. It's not going to serve you to know about
it. I'm
going to
try. Hold on a second. Let me write this down. Trust us.
Right. It's just like kissing a girl.
Yeah.
You're too young to do that.
Okay.
It's just like driving a car. You're too young to do that.
Interesting.
Right? It's just all these things that they're just not ready for.
Okay.
So that's how I would.
Do you want me to let you know how this goes?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very curious.
All right.
Just out of curiosity.
Why are you speaking?
I promise.
What are you possibly going to add to this?
Because I didn't grow up as a kid, Evan. I'm not going to say anything that's going to make you uncomfortable. What I would say, though, is I know growing up, at least for me, there were parental controls on a computer.
Yeah, can't no, we've just got that taken care of. Yeah.
So then if he types it in, it's just going to come up and say the Mets won the World Series.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yes, it's not going to have pro tips from somebody.
It's more not about the worry of the Google. It's more the I want to be the one to teach him. And tell him about these things, because you're right. Like, finding out stuff from friends on the bus, that's probably not the best way to learn.
Yeah.
So, but what I don't know as a father, this is my oldest, is when do you do that? Is that really happening when you're 8? I figured it was older than that.
I'll say this. Tiki's giving us advice today. Earlier in the week, I think he gave the advice on what exactly you should say.
Suck, suck, suck. You guys disgust me. And you want to suck, suck, suck.
All right.
And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Can never shake that reputation.
Let's go to Nick calling from Queens as we talk about something completely different. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Well, you know, you guys could always ask Evil Tiki later on.
That's true. That's what Ben Tiki would say. Good point.
But I just wanted to say, I think, really, Aaron Rodgers on paper is the perfect mentor for these new quarterbacks because he's done it with Jordan Love. He's experienced it with Brett Favre. And now he has two guys, when you watch them talking smack online when they're working out together, these guys have like a little bit of that arrogance that Rodgers has. Maybe he can really speak to their personality. What do you think, Tiki?
I mean, yeah, you're right in a sense because I think when Jordan Love got drafted to the Packers, Aaron Rodgers was pissed off.
Yes, at first he was. Yes. Yeah.
And like, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. I would guess he was just a regular teammate. wasn't going out of his way and, hey, kid, come over to my house. Let's watch tape together. And I don't think he was doing any of that. But I think he was a good teammate because I think it's just who he is. And so, especially as he got older, and I think over the years, he turned into one of those mentor types, right? I think he knew the writing was on the wall. Eventually, he was going to be somewhere else. And I think Jordan Love and the Packers benefited from it. I mean, look at their success. They didn't miss a beat after he left them. And especially now, I can't worry about Aaron Rodgers not being the right mentor for a young player because I think you just let Aaron Rodgers be Aaron Rodgers, and that mentor is enough.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. I also wonder, you know, as Aaron Rodgers makes this decision, presumably between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants, how much he cares about that responsibility. Yes. Because in Pittsburgh right now, they have Kyle Allen and Skylar Thompson on their roster. Mm. He's not grooming them.
No.
I mean, literally, Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh to quarterback, and right. I doubt they're going to draft a young quarterback either. The Giants' circumstance is just so different.
I mean, the Steelers could, because of where they sit. I mean, it's right in that area late in the first round.
They could, but do you think they will?
Where you would take a Jackson Dart.
They could, but do you think they will? It's unlikelier, obviously, than the Giants. They could.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
That's the way I view it. Like, it's possible, and you're right. It probably makes sense to do it. But I just don't know if they will. And that's where it goes back to the angle of, what is Rodgers thinking? Because if this is really an Aaron Rodgers decision and he's weighing Pittsburgh versus the Giants, you would think he'd say, I don't really want to be a tutor. Is that really something I want to do? Or do I want to even worry about the fact that, boy, that kid looks great in practice, we've lost a couple of games, and boom, they're making a quarterback change. You don't have to worry about that in Pittsburgh. Let's go to Russell in West Islip. How are you, Russell?
Hello there. Love you guys. Golden Tornado.
Yeah, there you go. What's up, man?
So I have a 12-year-old boy, right. And he hears everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, when he was 10, you know, like, you know, we had to have a talk with him because he was making all these comments, and he laughed at that number all
right.
the time.
Right.
But, so, the way we explained it to him is we decided it has to do with, like, you know, SES, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We didn't go into detail
right,
about.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And, like, and then you, like, tell him, oh, you're not old enough for that. And you're not old enough for that yet.
At what age, though, forgetting
yeah,
about.
Yeah, well, like, you know, I mean, it's fine if you think it's funny because right. he's been laughing at it for 2 years, but we didn't tell him exactly what it meant.
At what?
It's just like, you know.
At what? At what age did you even bring up talking about SEX? Like, at what age? Was it 9, 8, 10?
When? Probably, maybe at 9 or something.
Man, I've entered the sweet spot there.
Right.
This is the moment.
That's when Brooklyn asked. Mm. She's 11 now. This was probably a year and a half ago. And she asked about blood. Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck are you talking about?
Mm.
So she was just kept pressing me. So I was like, all right, we're going to have this conversation then.
I don't know if there will probably be other things, but I think this is the most daunting challenge I am facing as a father now.
The tush push.
How to break this down. And I think I want to do it. I think I am going to do it. I don't know if I want my wife even there. I think it's going to be a father-son conversation. I don't even remember how I learned, to be honest with you. I think my parents talked to me about it, but then I also went to sleepaway camp. And when you go to sleepaway camp, you know, things are talked about. You know what I mean?
I don't know if my mom ever had that conversation with me.
So you just found that on your own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of figure it out. I mean, you're going to figure it out.
When did you find out, Tommy?
Let's see. When was the first adult movie I watched?
How you found out watching an adult movie?
Yeah, so I didn't have an older brother, much like Jed. I'm an only child, so I didn't have anybody showing me anything, but my friend down the block had older brothers, so we would go over there, we would watch Friday, we would watch Half-Baked, we would watch Porky's, and then we'd slip in a little pornography, and then I was like, oh, okay, I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure it out at some point.
By the way, Tommy revealing, I already knew this, but revealing to the audience he's an only child explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yep.
And Evan obviously found out about the birds and the bees as season 2 of 90210 when Kelly, whoever she was dating.
It certainly contributed, that's for sure.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games.
or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.